John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business, and of The New York Sun. And the president's poll numbers, never determinative of the future, but certainly suggesting where we are now, the president's poll numbers continue to decline, especially, as Liz highlights, among the youngest voters. And that's the future of the United States. That's the future of the Democratic Party. Liz, I do not see the Republicans gaining much of the younger vote, at least the Republicans right now. Maybe they'll rearrange themselves. But the Democrats count on the younger vote, 18 to 39. The polling suggests that they've lost confidence in the president. Is that something he can reverse with a vigorous campaign?
Well, how do you define vigorous campaign? Look, I think part of the problem he has with young people is he reminds them of their grandparents, and they would not probably choose their grandparents to dictate how their lives are lived at this point or make any important decision about their future. And so, you know, writ large, that's kind of what you're doing when you elect a president. Of course, the other problem right now, which has really kind of come out of nowhere, is this huge surge of anger about the Israel-Hamas conflict and Joe Biden's support of Israel. Young people are fed a lot of information via TikTok. That is where, it's incredible to think of this, but that is where the majority of them are getting their information. We know that it is literally a propaganda tool of the Chinese Communist Party. We know that they're being fed a very pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian message, and that is why you have tens of thousands taking to the streets to protest. Does that go away anytime soon? I don't know, John. I mean, you tell me. It doesn't look to me like that's over anytime soon, certainly not in time for to impact the primaries. The Democrats have a problem with young voters because historically young voters have been thought to be very erratic. They may show up, they may not show up, but in 2020, they absolutely did show up and they provided the margin of victory for Joe Biden. Any number of studies have concluded that, you know, black voters, we expected to be in Joe Biden's court. Hispanic voters went for Donald Trump by a few points more than historically expected, but it was young people that made the difference. A, they turned up, and B, they were overwhelmingly in favor of Joe Biden. If either of those things change, which apparently might happen, given the polling you talk about, which, by the way, isn't one poll, it's a whole bunch, then I think Joe Biden's prospects are very dim indeed. And Democrats know this. I think that one interesting question is there any other Democrat who really could overcome those hurdles? Is Gavin Newsom someone who could really rally young people? Because presumably he also is going to be supporting Israel. Is the abortion issue important enough to overwhelm all these other considerations we're talking about? I don't know. But I think what Democrats are worried about right now is that young people won't show up to vote in November 2024. And that could really doom Joe Biden's chances.
Elizabeth Peak, she's a columnist for The Hill, a columnist for Fox News, much on Fox Business, also a columnist at The New York Sun. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.